never went unconscious, imagine Moaf. Mimi, nilirushwa tu pale chini. Then upon wanting to stand up, jusai hakuna pain. It's just shock. Hakunaga pain, by the way, when something happens so abrupt. So mimi nimerushwa hapo chini, naamka na realize, whoa, you cannot stand for yourself, Nancy, anymore. You cannot stand for yourself, literally.
After you do some pain inakuja.
Ndo nilidiscover, wait. This is a pool of blood. Mguu ndo ile imechil kando yangu huko, by
also,
the way.
Also, really cut immediately.
Completely.
Eko nene. Ikiwa ni a Sunday special, kuna vile nilikuwa na lala, alafu nikasikia Joho yuko worth 2.3 billion shillings. Nikaamua Jo, wacha nipigie Nancy. Nancy sasa.
Poa sana Moaf.
Yeah, so kau juju ya Nancy. Nancy nilimdiscover majuzi, hata tulibonga juu yake kwa podcast. Unajua tulikumention kwa one of the random podcast. Tuko nasema vile kuna mtu aliingia kwa comments zako akaongea mavi, alafu kamwambia aishie place inaitwa Kaji. So of course, so saizi ndo nakucheki like live, muko naga on TikTok kuzo doing content.
Yeah.
And pia I saw you like hanging out with some kids.
Yep.
Na mlikuwa mnabonga juu ya is it disability ama the accidents?
Yeah, what happened, what they are saying, because kids are always fascinated and they're like, isn't it gani? Mama u dem mbona kuna mguu ya chuma na ngozi.
Yeah. So nitataka tubonge juu
ya
accident, lakini before that acha nikuulize Jo. Umecheki story ya Joho? Joho inasemekana iko worth.
Yeah, nimecheki.
I wish 2.3 billion. Yeah. What does that make you feel? Are you working hard enough? You know we all have 24 hours. Shesikia geu jinga.
Nishesikia we all have same hours, but income ni tofauti kabisa.
Yeah.
So I felt that I've not been, in fact, nime feel ni kama I've never worked enough. Ni kama hata I've never put any effort.
What find out your statement? Like, we all have 24 hours. Because I always say it's the most bullshit thing ever.
Sure.
We all have 24 hours. So, I can have 24 hours.
Different backgrounds, you know.
Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried. I look for a job. Hakuna kazi. So
or
what
even bedridden. Sasa, you can't compare.
Yeah.
You can never.
But I think it's, for Africa, is it even about bedridden? I think like this, we work so hard, but sometimes there are no opportunities.
They're never. Because ata ukiangalia in school setup, campus, colleges, a lot of us graduate, but very few actually work and earn a decent living, you know?
Yeah.
Kuna hiyo.
So kitu ilikuwa interesting, ni vile alisema, alizo, how much are you worth? Akasema, I'm worth 2 billion. 361,332,249.
Anajua hizo hundreds za mwisho.
Mpaka hii nine bomb. Hii nine bomb ndio shida.
Kwani alikuwa mekram nini juu? Doesn't add up juu. Mseka mimi ukinilizo kona donga pika, niko na tao moja na kitu juu. I wouldn't know hata hiyo kitu iko juu.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking.
Alisema hii 249. So I think what happened was, akiingia maybe do yake iko in dollars, so akiingia ali divide,
aliingia pale Google
ali multiply aka convert akaandika afu akaingia tu bila kujua ile kitu anayofaa kusema. Alafu me notice ukienda online, no one is questioning his source of wealth.
Of course hata mimi siwezi question, because this guy has been rich like for the time that I have known him. Amekonga tu msema pesa, you know.
Yeah, amekuwa Bobby.
Yeah, apart from the allegations here and there. Na msini abduct.
Yeah. Excuse you on the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Do not abduct me.
Yeah. Nitaishi aje na sasa hii condition, it's a condition.
Yeah, because alijitetea akasema, what did he say? Alisema kuna some accused of being a pharmacist, but he's never been a pharmacist. Yeah, yeye na familia yake wamekuwa blessed kabisa. But it was interesting. Like, hii ni pesa yote, like, damn.
Hii ni pesa. Hii mkini pesa isi, inakuambia Moaf, shika hii yako, 500 G's ni yako Moaf, chukua, chibambe. Alafu nenda na beshi yangu, states. Tuna invest, tunaishi fiti. That's a lot of money.
Joho, umesikia, ukikuja interview, kuja na half a million. Okay. Asi, what do you give? But one of the interesting things pia ilikuwa vile alikuwa na pronounce dosie. So apparently there was ile time nani alikuwa around Saitoti. So when Saitoti was around, Saitoti akiwa around, how old alive. Were you?
Alidedilini kwanza. Yake ilikuwa plane crush?
Yes, ilikuwa plane crush.
Ebu, see the year and then probably nilikuwa.
2012 ama alidedilini.
2012 ni kitambo nilikuwa class 8. Mzee.
Saitoti, wacha nione. Former Saitoti. Aya, kitu imeenda wapi tena. But alidedi at whatever. Yeah, your plane crush.
Ngongong Hill, sama. Uko ndio body ilikuwa discovered.
Yeah, early day 2012, yes, 10th of
June. I was in class 8.
Oh, you're in class 8.
I was just a baby.
Okay. So apparently he was investigated during those days.
Mm-hmm.
Kulikuwa na adozia, vila meita.
Yeah, I pronounced it.
After the adozia, ikabaki mem clear. So, yeah. So, but vile nimesikia akisema adozia, nikasema juu ataka ni Sunday, hakuna kudoze. Wacha tu waki tumefanya podcast. So, vile umesikia, tukuna Nancy. So, Nancy unizampata TikTok. Na on TikTok, she jokes about her accident. And now, saizi una kuangalia up close. Na nuna mguu yako.
Ikona scar flani.
Yes.
Unaweza wani ni tattoo from a distance, but it's a scar.
What's that?
It's a procedure. Now, chani kupe backstory ya hiyo kiasi before even get to the, you know. So, after the accident, I was hit. Ilikuwa chuka. I was just hit.
Eh, kuzungu wataka tubonge juu hii, alafu saa tuende kwa accident.
Oh, skin graft. The ini procedure.
Oh, okay.
Skin ikikatanga kumea kwa wound. Ikikataa, like, mume wait for so long, doctors conclude again na wanawambia now we need to do a procedure named a skin graft. Skin graft is basically donating a skin from a donor side.
Yeah.
Wherever you would take the skin from, mi nilichagua hapa because I don't want ugly scenes huku nyuma.
Yeah,
you can always toa huku kwa bambam, kwa tumbo, ama hapa kwa thighs. So me I chose here. Tukadonate a very bad wound that was here and then zika heal zote.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But what to go back to isiku? So, hii accident yako ili happen when?
Hii hata siwezi sahau, by the way. Ilikuwa 2022.
Which date?
19th of February. Hata jezi zangu mi uziandika number 19 for that reason. Chelsea fan.
19th of Feb. Ulikuwa umetoka?
Okay. I was on internship. I was about to graduate actually. Ana shetani venye timing yake ni maridadi. Vile mkuru sema. Like, it was just a month. Alafu the second month, I got into the accident. I was schooling at Embu. So nikapata internship chuka and it happened.
Haikuwa like a long distance travel? Ilikuwa tu just within?
Just within because place nilikuwa na car. Ni place tu nilikuwa na amka. Sitaki kulipa transport. Mi ni comrade.
Yeah. So ilikuwa na car wabi?
Nilikuwa na car chuka.
Alafu na work?
Chuka town. So chuka town, natembea tu distance kiasi. Nafika kwangu. Mbele ya Godka, place inaitwa Godka, wase wachuka watajua. Mbele kiasi.
Mimi na assume ulikuwa ndani ya gari.
No! That's the assumption. Watu wengi wakisikia anga accident, naweza kuwa pia na assume inaweza kuwa tu a fall from a cliff.
Yes,
I was hit. I was just a pedestrian going to unpaid internship. Damn. Unpaid.
Damn. Ukagongwa na?
Dinga tu ndogo.
So, wacha ni apologize to the matatu community. Mi nikiona tu accident yako. Oh, so matrijo!
In fact, we blame the Nduthi people juu. So, Nduthi ndio like ali trigger the whole thing. So, watu Nduthi, you're very ignorant, but we still love you.
Yeah. No, we should not love ignorance. I feel like kuna kuagana yo kituaga Kenya. Ili nakuaga ati just because someone is struggling, they're allowed to misbehave.
And be arrogant.
Yeah, because you can't make someone lose their leg because you're trying to make an extra 50 shillings.
Roger, this is a lifetime
problem. Yeah.
Let me call it a problem. Lifetime disability.
Also, maga, siku njema ujulikana asubuhi. So, is that true? Was there anything different that day that you feel like, hey, niliamka siku nataka kuenda?
No. Imagine, no.
Because people always say that.
No. But surprisingly, that week, unajua, sijui, there's a way that the spirit, sijui ni spirit ama ni nini you communicate, you know. Izo feelings. Iyo wiki nilikuwa na post vitu weird, by the way, on my WhatsApp status, adibeshti yangu analiza, rada, uko fiti, siste? Naomba nikopoa, like I was just feeling, hey, and I was listening to some songs. Weza kimaajabu. You know?
Okay. So, to go back to your sequel.
Kidogo nikuka short. That very morning, I felt nothing. Niliamka tu fiti, and then boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, umeamka asubuhi.
Yep.
You take your breakfast. The accident happened in the morning or in the evening?
In the morning, because of course, nilikuwa naingia.
So, in the morning, unatembea roadside ama ulikuwa
unatembea by the roadside kauna jo hiyo barabara ya chuka ni hiyo Nairobi Meru highway, so it's a one way. So mimi niko hapa tunatembea where everybody is walking, na funny thing hiyo barabara inanga pedestrian path. It's just a highway. So I'm just walking, kando kuna guardrail. Then me, then the car came, so the slicing happened there in between.
So there's a guardrail.
Guardrail.
There's a
guardrail. Me and the car came now to. This is me. This is.
He lost control.
Yeah, he lost control.
Because alikuwa na avoid ndudhi.
Alikuwa na juu ilikuwa ikuwe head on yao. So he chose to escape, but things zilikatana na mimi ndio nilikuwa victim. Yeah.
And muskega, like the pain can be so much you pass out. What happens in such a?
Surprisingly.
Ama adrenaline
kicks. I never passed out. Like I never went unconscious. Imagine Moaf. Mimi, nilirushwa tu pale chini. Then upon wanting to stand up, juu sayo hakuna pain. It's just shock. Hakuna ga pain, by the way, when something happens so abrupt. So mimi nimerushwa hapo chini. Na amka na realize, whoa, you cannot stand for yourself, Nancy, anymore. You cannot stand for yourself, literally.
After you do some pain inakuja.
Ndo nilidiscover, wait. It is a pool of blood. Mgundo ile imechil kando yangu huko, by the way.
Completely. Bone pia katika.
Completely. Nakwambia
ilikuwa. No, sema hakuna pain?
There was no pain.
But it comes at some point when you realize it's gone.
When I realized it's gone, actually sikuwa nasikia pain until nimeshapelekwa theater nini ward. Sasa ndo pain inakam. Ndo una realize, ndo una come into terms sasa.
There was no pain.
Trust me. What's that
to rewind? Because me, that's how I imagine.
Now.
Imagine you lose your leg. And I think the adrenaline. So, kuna kugana yu adrenaline na shock. So, pain haiko. But sasa ni kwa nafikiria, immediately you see your leg, now the pain comes.
No, because mine is, this is called a traumatic amputation. It's not just any other ordinary type of amputation. Inaitwa a traumatic amputation. So pain ilikuja much, much later. Because ita miyote, mi hata nilikuwa na contemplate, sa life itakuwa je. Nani hata ni marry, nani hata ni find attractive. You know, such things. I was 23 at the time. So you can imagine.
See, I think at any
fresh
point.
Blood, you know. Yep.
Alafu, ukapele kwa hosi gani?
Of course, your chuka level. Is it a 5 hospital?
Yeah.
Funny thing, me ndo nilikuwa na direct. The driver that hit me because he took me to hospital. Your hospital ya chuka, man, your setup ibadilishwe. Funeral home. Izo masanduku. Jo.
Ya ukiingia.
Alafu hosi iko mwisho. So hizi zote ni coffins wanauza. Wanaona customers. Like,
Damn, alafu yote, see, kuna yo, the fear of bleeding out.
Yeah, because hiyo ndio kitu actually ingeni kimbiza sayuni.
Bleeding out.
Bleeding kills. Pain doesn't kill.
So now, you reach the hospital. What's the first thing they're doing before, because they have to control the bleeding?
I don't know if...
They put you on morphine?
Yeah, they did, but I don't know if I should say this, especially because we have mentioned the hospital name, but I was not attended to, like, immediately. Like, they're trying to ask, kukona nani? You see, someone could easily die. Niko hapo nimeonge English yangu yote, save me.
Yeah, tutauza land, save me.
Hey, save me, my parents are gonna come. But sija mention niligongwa nikapigia madhe immediately. Yeah, I was that energetic. Sijui adrenaline ilitoka wapi ama ilikuwa nini hiyo. I called na nikaambia, mom, hi mom. Nikilia vibaya sana. Sasa madhe, mi nimegongwa na gari na sina mguu. Na hiyo story kaisha hapo. So they somehow found their way to chuka. Na wakanipata nishae kwa ward. Shaudumiwa. One leg maneno.
Anguka na iza.
Vile tu ilianguka huko kwa scene.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah. I point, at what point do this wanaanza kukushughulikia? After how long?
After nimelia sana, after the person mwenye alikuwa ameni employ, because it was unpaid, ameongea, sijui wana dawa gani, imeendewa chuka town, it was a whole
scene. So, itaimi yote una painkiller?
Niko, sina painkiller bado, administration hapo, sijui ni nini zo wanaitishanga, main hospitals, save a life first, bill tutalipa.
Yeah, bill tutalipa. Like, you know, kitu waga sad joy country.
Na hiyo, government hospitals are very poor in that. Sorry to say this. Yeah, it should improve.
And I think it's all hospitals.
It's all hospitals. Kuna
the story that if you are hit crossing the road, hapo karibu na Nairobi Hospital, if you're taken to Nairobi Hospital,
they don't think you can. It's idea which gets, cancer center ma?
Iyo to the main hospital.
The main,
itself.
Okay.
If you're taken there and you can't pay, auta tibia, utakufa tu.
It's a business.
I don't think when you do medicine in Kenya, when it's done, it's never done for, it's
for
just
saving
a business.
A life. Yeah, it's a business.
Because unajua normally inafakwa, nimegongwa, karibu na hosi, I'm safe.
Nitatafuta watu wangu baadaye nikiwa stable.
Yeah. So, okay. So when does the operation happen? Because there has to be an operation, huh?
Which operation? Like,
because ama they just wrap the legs. I'm thinking
okay,
there has to be.
Okay, what happens? Nilipelekwa theater direct after sasa nimengojea, nimesema save me. I was speaking a lot of fluent English, by the way. So I was taken to theater. I kept on asking them. Doc, nurse, imguina Rudy, will I walk again? I kept on asking them. Na wananiambia tunajaribu mami, kumbe wanaosha washone niende ward. It's not gonna work.
Okay.
So eventually nilionyeshwa hivi mguu. Kiwa na sneaker, nayo sneaker sijui kama hata iko market. Ilikuwa Air Max. Air Max flani hapo zilikuwa nga supu za madem. So nikambiwa ndo hivi mguu. Then nikapelekwa ward.
Stayed in the hospital for how long?
We did not stay there. My parents came. We were ambulanced the following day to Should I mention?
Yeah,
to St. Paul's Kitengela. So that was a better facility. That was that was a better facility for my condition. Na nili recuperate haraka. Iyo iko na conditions poor, your room, TV, internet, toilet. It's a good hospital.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sana juu unafanya nafikiria vitu zingine, like damn. Kuzata kuenda chosi inakuwa ni shida sasa.
Ilikuwa ni shida and they put me on diapers na nikakataa, tumbo ilikuwa imefika huku. Juu sasa kisa hizi ni gani?
Oh, ulivalisha tu ka diaper tu.
Ile za adults.
Na kakaweka pin.
Na nikaambiwa sasa we fanya tu shughuli na nilikataa. I never did that. 2 weeks straight. So time nilikuwa able kutoka bed, niliachilia bonge la keki. Bonge. Wow. Yeah.
Damn. Yep. So, lakini tuki go back to your siku, so nasemaga hii mtu feel, you cannot know what it is,
you cannot know what's coming, but you always, there's a feeling. It may be sad, unaweza kuwa too hyped up, all of a sudden, there's always a sign.
Yeah. Because I think ni ile kitu mujo kigi juu yake ati nikienda kwa airport alafu nisikie msee fulani akisema I've survived 3 plane crashes. Na tunaingia kwa the same plane, tako like,
wacha, we ni msewa nooks, nyamaza.
Yeah, I don't think we need. Oh, so St. Paul's, ulika, for how long?
Actually, it was 1.5 months.
Okay.
And because the hospital was very expensive, asubi unaamka mnaambiwa sasa leo, jana 30 Gs, you know, those kind of hospitals.
Yeah.
But somehow we managed. Doiko sangi in such occurrences. So I was discharged for home care, dressing, kuoshwa, kuobservewa kidonda. Hii bado iko ime happen.
Yeah.
Ili come later. So ikaonekana iponi. Infection ikavamia tena. It was so bad. They said they wanted to amputate at a higher level. Nikakataa. Somehow nikapona. Then the skin graft came.
Same hospital?
No. Kijabe. Kijabe, I went for the skin graft. All other surgeries were done at St. Paul's. Reconstructive surgeries. Za kushape stamp yangu. Ukiangela, stamp ni yaka kamguka dog up and down. Stamp yangu uka different. Kangi, like most ordinary ones. Ilichokorwa mbaya.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now the self pity face, because there has to be that where you wake up, you feel pity for yourself before finally you're like ekonene wachani.
Yeah, but it was tough at the beginning. But then me ni mtu who move on very fast. Haraka sana. Hata ukinjamisha sahi ndakwambia chofala alafu ndakubaia drink. So ilikuwa easy. It was a hard one to check in. I'm not gonna lie, because friends were coming, we were laughing, and when they go, hata nilikuwa naogopa kudoze nisidedi. Usiku nilikuwa naamka niko. Yeah, such things. But support system nayo iko kiasi. Ndio imenifikisha this far.
Family, mko wangapi?
Me, I'm the second born. My sister is married with three kids. First born, and then our last year, we are all girls. Our last year, form one.
So, ulipatwa news aje?
I called them. Simi ndio nili break news kwa madhe, alafu madhe akachanganyikiwa kidogo, and then the news spread somehow. But mom, dad walikuja chuka with a driver, and two friends of my mom.
Na kuna so believe wacha gari nigonge nilipo na insurance.
Utashanga. Usifanya hivyo na unajua mazoe hawezi, mzae hawezi, na community yako itakufund.
Insurance ya hii gari ya umse ilikugonga? Did they pay for anything?
No. Nothing.
Yeah, always.
No compensation, jisai mwafu. Sininge kama pa na kama Mazda.
Academy of
learning. Academy of learning. Characters to learning size yangu. Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. So ilikuwa tu ni familia ina handle bill.
Yeah, cash money.
Umsa likugonga? At least ali contribute 2k kwa the kitty.
Mshaibonga? Okay, ako tu. Yeah, we're still in touch.
Oh, okay.
We're still in touch.
But fala wanduthi hata mjii kule iko.
Uyo hata niliambiwa ali kanyaga. Once aliangalia hivi, unajua kuna venye wanaangalia. Naye kamenuka huko, wacha... Akaishia.
Kuzio na kitu najuaga. But atuwezi excuse mtu ati just based on the fact that wana nini. Kuzio inakuwaga very dangerous.
Yeah.
Lafu inakuwaga. Wow. Okay. So, the screen grafting, hiyo ni time wamejua the
time
infection.
Wameona.
So, what does the infection look like?
You don't want to see the pictures. You don't want to.
Gangrene ama ile...
Ilikuwa inaka poke iko na mafuta. Sikuwa naelewa hii ni nini. At the same time, kwanza sikuwa nimeshepiwa hiyo stamp ikakuwa vile iko. Ikitu ilikuwa mpono mdomo. It's my leg, but it's open, and it has a very bad infection. A very, very cunning one. So tukatreat, mimi nilikataa hiyo story ya kukatia vaji, because the longer the stamp, the better the way you walk.
Oh.
Yeah. The better you're walking.
Yeah.
So it heals. Hapo sijui. Hapo tu ni miujiza. Sijui. Hiyo picha unaangalia hivi, unaniangalia, utakata.
Damn. Alafu, nini, so ulikuwa nafanya TikTok before the accident, ama ulianza afterwards?
Okay, I was not so active. Sasa mimi, I was not active on TikTok. I'm not having my main account. Ilienda when I had 100k followers, by the way.
Yeah.
Ilienda.
Nini have it?
Easter finito two-step. Niliekanga. Kumbe yo kisao password, it's done. You cannot access it. It's still there. Watu ananiambianga wanaonaga your account. Nobody's running it. But I just lost it hivyo tu.
Ukiandikia TikTok unasema?
TikTok hata niliwaandikia sana, nimewa email, tukongea sana through TikTok, wakaniambia, wewe sasa atatuta kujibu tena.
Ulikuwa mi nina phone number ama na...
Email.
Na email, uko nayo?
Email address. Niko nayo.
Na si una reset tu password?
Nili reset, inakata. Inafika point ya ku reset password. Now that's where the problem begins, inakata. Sasa sikujua nifanye nini.
Factor.
Hata sasa hivi wasema unfollow sana iko 80k. I think, But ingine ina come up nicely, iko tu sawa.
So, ukianza content, ulianza content ukasema like, I'll just joke about the new me, ama where did the your joke come in?
I've been cheeky from kitambo. I've been this vibrant girl. The girl that anajuanga, it's never that serious. Kutoka kitambo, those people who know me wanajua. wase uita ufala but si ufala, like yes. It has not started now. Nimekuanga tu hivyo, though sikuwa na produce content yangu, ilikuwa tu memes dark though. Dark na vitu funny tu, WhatsApp na IG stories. I was not much into now content sasa until I was very idle when I was recuperating from the accident.
Yeah.
So that's when I realized, ay, naweza ingia watu wa tap tap. Pia nijaribu videos. Na mimi ni msesiogopangi. So I used to show everything even before I had my prosthesis. So that's, ilianza tu hivyo. Yeah, na ikakuwa poa, ikakuwa tu sawa.
Na hii ya majuzi, nini ili, kwani msa alikuletea ufala? Yeah, ukiambia msa ishiye.
Umse alikoment, alikoment kwa video akauliza, you see the skin graft, the way you asked in a very nice manner.
Yes.
Saye, I was not having my prosthesis. Saye alikuwa anauliza, kwani umechomeka mpaka? Iyo place.
Oh.
So I nikasema hii, aki inter reply in a very educative way. May always turn the negative comments into sarcasm, if you've noticed. Yes, it was singing, mse.
Okay.
So that is how the video went viral. Na ikanilanda hapa.
Yeah. But then, because last one niseme tu uko strong.
I am.
Because I always say like, halafu, in my mind, when I hear accidents, because I know, like, I've given this story of one of the worst accidents I ever saw. Ilikuwa pale, kwa hapi, Valley Road.
Okay.
So it was two Ethiopian girls. So Matri went to Valley Road, ika lose control. Jovile Valley Road wagona teramko kingia tao. We lose control. Umse, akaona kuna gari hivi. Akatoka kangia kwa pavement. Kwa pavement alipata mademu
wawili. Ya pedestrian?
Yeah. Papa, wakanguka. Iyo Valley Road, kwa kuyo nini kuna kwa gana shimo flani, wakanguka kwa shimo flani. I remember seeing so much blood, nilitembea tu. Unajua mpaka unasikia baridi.
Unasikia umefreeze.
Unasikia kikinini flani. Nikaishia. This was, I think, over 20 years ago. I've never forgotten it.
Nikitambo. What? And, did they make it?
I don't know. I didn't stay.
Okay. Ulisonga.
Miss Kwagi, I've never singe kwa good doctor. Sipenda gidamu. Because of that level of blood.
Yeah.
Alafu na wana, I didn't even know how to look at it. Because kuna notice ima 3, nikai me fail brakes.
Yeah.
So it was pedestrians and they were hit by ima 3. So even when you told me, uligongwa na gari, mi kuwa expect bado ni matri.
No, ni gari ndogo. And the reason why ili inja uko chini, ni venye ni gari ndogo. Ingekuwa hizi gari bigi, siju tungekuwa na strong ya nini sai. That's why the impact. Yani ingekuwa nimeenda juu injuries za huku wa deadly. Yeah, they're very fatal.
Okay.
Surviving ni very minimal. Na ukisurvive, unakuwa tu cabbage. Uko tu bedridden, paralyzed.
No sharudio area where the accident
happened? Yeah. But every time nikipita hapo, I always freeze. But I was telling my friend today, Jackie, that tutaenda and I would stand in that bent area, ya hiyo guardrail, and I just shoot a small clip. Lakini,
it's still
bent. Ukiona guardrail imekunjika. Hiyo ilikuwa mbaya.
Kuzi kumekuwa na hizo nini?
It's still bent. I passed there. Not so many times, like twice nimeenda huko after the occurrence. But naenda, say I'm bold enough, like it's not bothering me anymore, honestly speaking.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's the funny thing about time. It heals.
Yeah, it heals. Time is a healer. Yeah, mwenye semeval kwa.
But hizo guardrails, because I think like the other ugly accident ni waichekia guardrails ni ya bro wa Gashagwa. Ulicheki?
Yeah, mwenye ilipita. Yeah, that was crazy. Hizo chuma uwaga ngumu, sijui ni sharp, juu inaingia aji.
Unless you slice through the car.
And this one was speed crazy pia. Hiyo nilishindwa kuelewa. Yeah.
Okay. So, nini, za ovyo, because me notice you have a thick skin,
huh?
Yeah. Za ovyo zingine umeletewa, apart from you?
Za ovyo ni story za sex life. Huyu tunamshika kama bunduki, kama gitaa.
Oh,
you know, such jokes.
Okay, it makes
sense. People sexualize everything, of which, iyo joke hata mimi mwenyewe ndo nilikrakingi kitu. kitambo when I was still new and it went viral.
Yeah.
So from that day watu wamekuwa wakiona
kama gun.
Kama guitar, eh, gun, oh, ama okay. Guitar. Unajua zote holding ni moja simply because this one is short.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
True though. Yeah, yeah. Ineza. Lakini mnasema ukweli sana, yo. But me I love dark humor, so it doesn't get to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nimekuwa na comments crazy sana. Oh, vango refu.
Ah, hizo najua.
Yeah, hizo najua. Funika. Yeah, cause culture ya Africa imetuweka kwa hiyo cocoon. Yeah.
So since unapenda dark humor, nowadays you hop on the plane. Yeah, unatumia hizo. And then
yeah,
I hopped
yeah, yeah,
on the
yeah,
plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, favorite music, still hip hop.
No, me, I don't have a genre.
Is this not going to your hop?
Ah.
Wendo mesema you like dark humor.
Eh, sikuwa nimeshikanisha. Yo.
So, some
still
of the
hoping
dark...
for the hoping for the better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hoping for the better also.
So some of the dark humor ileo imekuwa ikikubamba mkifikiria J story yako.
J story yangu. Vitu kama standing on business.
Oh. Kwa sababu ulisema hiyo one leg.
Yeah, one leg is it's funny. Anguka nayo. Like my leg angukad nayo. Like it left literally. I'm missing the left leg there. It left.
Okay, so after that have to go for physio. Ama,
no.
How do you end up now learning even how to work with a prosthetic?
Okay. Prosthetics are interesting. So you have to heal. Go for a physical or virtual assessment depending on where you are and where you want to get your leg.
Yeah.
So the assessment is done. They verify that you can use a device because the amputees are there and they cannot have the aid of this because of how the amputation was done.
Yes.
Yeah, doctors wetu wanatukosea pia. Umekata vibaya, now you can't wear the prosthesis, ama bone in a protrude, now you have to go back for refashioning. It's crazy. So me, luckily for me, everything went on well. Finances were there, because it's not.
I know. It's expensive.
So rehabilitation starts. And they start to shape your stamp. Compression. Inaitwa compression theory. Unavaa liners, stockings. Some use bandages depending on. So after that, you're casted. This one is custom made according to the measurement. It's called a socket. This thing. Pali naingiza mguu. Na unajua inakondanga inanona. Iki ukikonda you have to get another one. This is my second. Yeah, so inaenda na body mass. Ukinona you get one that fits you. So something called casting nime digress kidogo niki explain hii. Something called casting is done na plaster. Ina take your shape na measurement, inaundwa ina where I got mine, they do two sockets. Moja inaitwa trial and then the definitive, the final socket. Now after umejua shida iko wapi, then wanaunganisha hizi joint, foot, then they train you how to walk. Now the physio. Na unaanguka anguka and eventually you walk. Me sahi natembea fiti sana.
Okay. Alafu hiyo nini? Inile ina bend ama nile you have to walk straight?
No, mine has a joint. So unaona nimekaa haijakaa hivi. Yeah, it has a knee joint. And knee joints are very expensive. My friend, the one that you interviewed some years ago, right?
Yeah,
ako much better off because akona knee joint yake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
unasema David Etale?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, kuna magoti. So it's much easier for him. Sisi wenye magoti inaendanga, it's tough because it's expensive and you have to learn on how to use an artificial knee joint. Na ziko na, you know. There are so many of ni kama tu magari, kuna Vitz, kuna V8, kuna Harrier. Yeah.
Okay, kuzimu nikumbusha vile niko nakwambia juu tumekuwa tukikwote rappers, kuna there's a rapper who Ali pass majuzi used to have a lot of punchlines, but now there's a different rapper.
Okay.
And it was Cannibus. So he had this one famous line that he possess the ability to run at full speed without bending my knees. And it was always very interesting to think about it. So
yeah,
it takes someone like you sometimes to see how important iyo kuweza tu kubend knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that me, whole.
I never knew how lucky I was being physically fit and healthy until it got to me. You guys should be thankful. You guys should be really, really thankful. It's nothing to take for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Mm. But we so wacha tutoke kwa accident kidogo. I think niko sure tutarudi kwa hiyo area at some point.
Yeah.
So majuzi kumekuwa na the protests because na happens at Gen Z. You as someone who's seen the ugly side of the Kenyan health sector, will you go involved? Did you?
Yeah, yeah. But online, of course, because I cannot run for my life. Literally, I cannot. Kenyan cops
are stupid.
You know, they're stupid and they don't care.
Mm.
Even the crowd will not care. They will step on you, saving their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cannot run. But this is Kimbia. This is just a walking prosthesis. So I was just saying no online.
Mm.
I did a video.
Okay, so how is it Kimbia? How is it Kimbia? You can't even hop to... Is there a certain level of...
This is just a walking prosthesis. I can walk fast.
Mm.
Kutembea siku kimbia. There's a running prosthesis.
Yeah.
So if I want to run, I will just purchase. And it is not... It is not slim money.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
This is just a walking prosthesis.
So Oscar Pistorius had to get two.
Yeah.
Unajua Oscar Pistorius?
Namjua. Mwenye anakuanga bilateral, akona zile... I know him.
Dedishaga wife wake. Kenikuwa kama darajo.
Ay.
How do you give up?
Sijui yo back story, but simply because that's he is became... an amputee, mi najua kuna hizo za kukimbia mbili.
That's why he became famous. Alikuwa na story ingine ya kipumbavu.
Ay.
Alikuwa nafikiria wife wake ni intruder.
Aya.
Akapiga wife wake risasi.
So that was like the punishment, amputation.
Yeah? Or what no, happened? No. That had already happened.
Oh.
So it was like Oscar Pistorius in the article ya January 2024. The double amputee South African Olympic athlete was today released from jail on parole nearly 11 years after he shot his girlfriend River Steenkamp.
Oh, my serve.
Yes. So what he it was some very bullshit story.
Yeah.
Ati alisikia intruder ameingia lafoka. Akaenda akachukua gun akashoot, nasema afikapatikana ni girlfriend wake.
Kwani hujui, unajua ukiwa mtu wako unajua hata akiangalia nyuma the way they. Kwani yako chekicheki?
Mm. So ilikuwa ati he shot Miss Steenkamp multiple times through a toilet door in his house. Like, bah, bah, bah.
Kwani akokuwa anajua wife yuko bedroom ayuko kitchen?
Ilikuwa ilikuwa nini? So yeah, ilikuwa
okay.
Come to kamtuka ajabu sana. So eh, hii za jana kupeleka kwa Oscar.
Yeah, kofiti.
So eh, nini? Athletics, unafuatilia?
Eh, nafuatilia. 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 Yeah.
Jana umechekio dame? Kuna dame flani jo. Ni Julian Alfred. Ame break
record na seconds ngapi? Lesa?
Ile space aliacha nayo watu. Aliacha watu na yu, I think it was 0.15 seconds, which is a long time, eh?
Is she originality yake?
Ni from country inaitwa St. Lucia.
Oh, not Jamaica this time. Because Jamaicans have been... They are high on everything. High on speed, high on life.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. Afu najua leo ndio kuna like semifinals, the 100 meters. I think by the time was on Ochi. Alafu, apart from semifinals, 100 meters, kuna finals, 100 meters. Of course, we have Omanyala. So, unaona Omanyala akifanyaje?
Acha tuone this time, but I think he will do good.
Mm.
Yeah, I have very high expectations on him.
Okay. Because niko nasema kuna Jamaican fulani anaitwa Kishan. Anaitwa Kishan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are two people who I think, because mi podium, naona watu watatu.
Mm.
So, Omanyala.
Mm-hmm.
Anaitwa nani? Noah Lyles.
Mm-hmm.
Na Kishan Thompson, msa wa Jamaica.
No, Jamaica pia.
Omse.
Like, Jamaicans damn. Are blessed. Is the short distances. Yeah.
Okay.
But pia kuna Paralympics, you know.
Yeah,
kuna Paralympics. I think is in Akikin in the next week. one of my friend happens to participate in the she's the one that is curtain raising for the event for the Paralympics na pia anaro ya naro yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bamba sana ti Paralympics zina kick in.
Zina kick in aje. Yeah. In fact, best yangu ni bilateral, double amputee. Ana yeah. Ana kick in. Zina kick in aje ya kwanza in her.
Yes, when mimi nimetumia your words cause ikanikumbusha.
Unajua tatu wezi sisi I'm never going to kick the bucket.
Oh shit. Damn.
Yeah, but
Kumbusha, bila nikwambia, iza jo bila sino kusha kwambia from now henceforth your favorite music should be hip hop. Yeah. So, imenikumbusha kuna line flani. So jo exhibit.
Nani?
Exhibit. Unajua rapa? Kwani tu exhibit. Nyinyi mko mnamjua na stories za huko mnajua na stories za Pimp My Ride ulikuwa mtoto sana. Hauji msanii tu exhibit.
Mwaka gani?
Exhibit alikuwa na ngoma gani ile?
Labda ngoma, but sasa hiyo jina hiyo.
Yeah, cause vile umesema hiyo story ya Olympics kick it imefanya nikakumbuka rhyme yake ya kitambo.
Line flani.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ukasema like a nigger without legs I ain't trying to kick it. Rap waga na ujinga.
Yuko crazy.
Yeah.
So actually keen.
So nini tena una watch kwa Olympics nini uko interested cuz me kitu fani nini niko interested tu kwa zile vitu wa Kenya wako
like
a lot of stuff that Kenyans are not there siko interested but of course jana kulikuwa na ule mse mmoja niko sure nyi madem ulimuona chikile mse wa pole vault
jana hata sijaingia online sana to event flani so
yeah kulikuwa na mse wa pole vault TV aliruka pole vault vizuri but sasa kichigula kuna kile kimti sasa mwenyeti kagonga hiyo
ikaanguka lazima bolingo iko sawa.
so kulikuwa na hiyo but so I think finals zama dames are 200 kusa 200 ndio one of the races pia na look forward to kusa kuna huyo dame anaitwa Julian Alfred alafu kuna Jamaican fulani itongwa Sherika Jackson
yeah nimemmsikia
how. Yeah, I love talking of Jamaicans. When you mtu wa Vibes Cartel, uko happy? The world boss is free.
Okay, me nam recognize. But of course, me aja, I sina yo hype sana. But I mean, I can't wait to see him having concerts. Jujue huu msa naenda kupiga world tour. Na hata kuwa na feel podiums to capacity.
Yeah, but mwenchiki vileo, yo disease inampeleka.
Hey, inampeleka. Umse, the fact that pia wame mwachilia.
Meni kumusho story ulisema tu kingia hosi. Kingia hosi, ukono na, like, nini, unapita through mochari, ya?
Yeah, iyo chuka, man. Yo set up a pana.
But umesikia ugonjwa Vibes Cartel naitua nini?
Inaitua?
Graves disease.
The fact that mwame mwachilia, maybe hata docs wamesema, lifespan, grace period yake hapa chini ni limited, so mwache apumue, hata jua.
Yeah.
But we are not wishing that, of course. But
but I think, like, even vile tu mesema, some things don't call a disease Graves disease, especially if it's a disease that can take you to the grave. You don't literally want you nini. But kumekono ujinga sana kuza ikikamtu story za bleaching. I don't know if bleaching has played a role in that, but
pia sunajoga
wa Congolese. Kwa Congolese waga the same na kubleach, eh?
Yep.
Yeah,
na wakongo wana bleach sana.
Jamaicans is the same. That's the funny thing about Jamaica. Kuzi Jamaica, I look at it, kuzi mini mtu napenda reggae sana. So I look at this genre of music, ile ni black pride.
Yeah.
Alafu in the same country kuna watu wana bleach. So apart from yeye kuna ule msoitwa I think it was Tommy Spata. Unamjua?
Yeah, nimemmsikia. Eh, nani ndo wapi? Ako tu.
Bleach.
Ako tu.
Ni Tommy Lee Spata.
Eh, ako tu.
Yeah, yuko tu. Tena kuonyesha images za huyo mtu.
Hizo majina wasio walikuwa na jita high school sijui Spata what.
Alafu sisi tunajua at least Kenya na tunajuaga mostly madam ndio ana bleach, check it.
Na amekelea tat on top of the bleach.
Tommy Lee Spata. So I don't know what they do this for, like you come from the country of black pride. I take it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd do this.
I don't know.
So, because kuna kwa gana hii issue ya Kenya, is there too much colorism? Because nishasikia, madame mostly news kia gamu kisema hivo, that there's colorism in Kenya. I've tried to dispute it, mm-hmm. but nikambo, that's my individual experience. I don't think like colorism is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So is there colorism? Colorism, your story, like we treat light-skinned people better than dark-skinned.
No. How do you jisikia keki? Yeah. Like, we are all black, but ata mademu upe kuna venye wanakuanga wamejicategorize like, yo, mini light skin, you know? They see it as beauty, they term it as beauty, which is not,
and is
it's not really? It's not so, yeah. Hakuna colorism huku kwetu. In fact, ata foreigners wetu, see what it very well.
Yeah, lakini nani si anatuchukia jo story, anaitwa nani? Udem. Udem wa mafuta itwa nani?
Vera, nani weo?
Zi ude mpakaga mafuta mop. What's her name? Ude miko US?
Oh, you...
Najwa?
Lupita.
Not Lupita.
Aye.
This guy, young girl. This young girl who just got famous. Ude mokutishi crisps. Elsa.
Ah, Majimbo. Oh.
Elsa utetaga juu yetu. Anasamaga tumejaza colors.
No. I think it was just her own encounter. So waka... kuwa na hiyo perception. I don't know though, but yeah, I don't think so.
Because I don't think it's like a big issue.
It's not.
Otherwise, madame, wa Kenya wangekuwa mejaza, a lot of them would be weak and there'd be a bleaching problem in Kenya.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't think there's a bleaching.
It's not that much. Si tunaona gawa ku bleach because it's evident now on a bleach. Be cheap, you know?
Yeah, because knuckles.
Knuckles
ubaki. Zinakuwa,
na miguu na tan green veins.
Yeah, tu miguu aga.
Ushaka chapo.
Yeah, joke. Oh shit. Oh damn.
Tukukule Chrissy.
Yeah. So of course kuna hiyo nini where, but your story your bleaching stay understand. Wakongolese juu alikuwa anaifanya kwa nini? Cause like tuko hapa but I don't know. I think you're talking about white supremacy. Tumekaa mikatuingia kwa kichwa kabisa. Ikatuingia,
which is wrong.
Yeah. Now, election estates, mwifuatilia anyway. Unajua nani ana run for president ama hunaga shughuli?
Kamala, yeah, nimekuwa nikiona tu an overview. Not in-depth though.
Yeah.
Niko tu na knowledge kiasi. Yeah.
So, umesikia Kamala at some point alikuwa mpango wa kando, wa msee fulani.
Yeah, I saw that on X and... Mimi nankale ukweli. Okay.
But kuna shida.
Kuna shida na umadamu. Kwa rise,
kuwa president, does... Because kuna watu wanasema, as a president, you should protect the family structure. But sasa the story is, ye mwenyame kuwa mpango wakande, nimesha haishimu familia.
Haishimu.
Wewe?
Mi pia naona hivyo, because... Kama anataka kuran na they are doing all that, then... Do they even qualify?
Qualify for one. But nani, si Donald Trump alikuwa na capone actor.
Yeah, I saw that.
Capone actress. Yeah, alikuwa na capone actress. Kanaitwa Stormy. Karibu ni mwite Stormzy. Stormzy ni rapper,
yeah. Niliona, hiyo ilikuwa a while ago Stormy. Next, sindo?
Yeah. Ilikuwa, it was a whole, alafu estates watu ujua. Kali release maka movie, joka kwa na documentary ya kademu.
Walai.
Yeah.
Lakini pesa. Na nani alikubaliza allegations ama?
Nani? Mwingine. Kamala amelemba tu.
Easy za huyu the porn girl.
Nani? Donald Trump. Trump si alikataga. I did not have that. But sasa udema katoa zile za obvious za like it's true. So mpaka walimchotea. I think they paid her some money.
Yeah.
So na hiyo time I think alikuwa na mess na udem wa porn. Wife wake alikuwa na ball.
Oh shit.
Alafu najua kwetu like okay, si understand like America wanakuwa fascinated na porn actresses
yeah,
sana.
Yeah. Africa, I don't think inakuwa high in the states ya porn.
Nino?
Viewership.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it kitu funny ni viewership ya porn at it, percentage wise ni Uarabuni.
Ni Uarabuni?
Yeah. Because najua it's something that getting it in an Arab country is harder than
it's
anywhere.
It's harder, juase. Hata watu wetu wa Kenya huko wanakaptia dry spell nini. So they watch and make themselves happy.
Hata imenikumbusha kuna picha nilikuwa nachekia ilikuwa ni the Egypt versus something volleyball team ilikuwa funny. Umeona?
Sijana.
So watu wa Egypt of course kuna ile vila uva chandike Egypt volleyball team. So wamevaa pale, wamevaa hijabu, wamevaa vitu refu.
Oh, Afaka. Niliona hiyo ilikuwa kwa meme, but sasa ya meme ilikuwa inaongea kitu kingine. So the
alafu timu ya wara, timu ya Walami ya ilikuwa hii hi picha.
Mm-hmm.
Timu ya Walami.
Yeah, so I saw this picture.
Ah, basically wako uchi. Yani Espanya.
Yeah, you know, mecover, kukava.
Yeah, Espanya.
Yeah, I saw it, but it was in a meme. Ilikuwa imeandikwa caption nyingine.
Mm. Yeah, wamecheki nini. So, yeah, so imekuwa ni so mimi nafuatilia sana Olympics, of course.
Yeah.
Leo usiku nataka kucheki like what happens. I really hope that Omanyala at least ends up on the podium. If he can win, that would be great, because last time kuna kamseka Italy kalishinda, unajua?
Yeah, najua. Like, najua niliona.
Anaitwa Jacobs.
Mhm.
Ani umse ni guys kimbia. Hata saizi ana struggle.
Ana come week.
Yeah, ni kama ile anajua vile usemaga like what is it called? Like mtu wa kuangukia. That guy literally aliangukia. Like, yes, he's good,
yeah,
but he's never, even, ever good. Since he won that, mara moja jaishinda kitu yote. Yoshinda ki blame injuries. Well, he got
two ones.
Yeah. Yo blame injuries and a blame vitu kama hizo.
Let's hope Omanyala has been training really good. Yeah.
Mm,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, nane nane, what do you expect to happen?
Oh, nane nane, I'm not sure kama mimi personally nitaenda job.
Hmm. Yeah, kuzio ndo sorry najiuliza.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy because we don't know the silence behind everything. Of course, tuliona plan ya Gen Z. Well, let's see. Kama italeta change ni sawa. Yeah. If not, we keep fighting or just we'll just see how it goes.
2022, did you vote? Because of course you are going through your own.
No. I was just at my lowest, let me say. Naenda kuvota aje. Hata kutoka tu kwa nyumba, tunaishi 8th floor. Yeah. Unatoka aje, unaenda kuvotia mtu hata ajui what you're going through. So, but my family voted, of course. Yeah.
Ruto, niko sure.
Sistangu? Ajai recovered leo, but the rest wali vote for opposition.
Yeah. Okay. Hii kwa takuuliza. So, 8th floor, but ni wapi? 8th floor yako yiko wapi? Ni ubabini ama ni gero? Kuzi, mi nishaishi kwa 8th floor ya huruma. Niko napiga tizi kila siku. Kadio nilikuwa poa.
Guy.
Alafu ni giza. Wajazile ni zile like ukiingia. Nitongwa the giza towers.
Piloto ina network.
Yeah, like ukiingia kwa stairs hivi.
Unaweza pigwa ngeta kwa ploti yako.
Yeah, mimi nishaishi kwa hizo ploti. Mi ploti mbili sitaisahau. Kuna hiyo moja ya huruma. Kuna ishi 5th floor. Alafu kuna ingine tena ya Isili. Isili ilikuwa ground floor.
Yeah.
But that place was so dark. Ilikuwa kitoka kwa building kwa hao.
Ndiyo macho ya just to brightness.
Yeah. So, nasikia according to the Kenyan constitution, you can actually sue a landlord.
Juu ya hiyo condition, juu ya hizo.
Kudinai jua. Either that ama, kukiwa na buildings. Zee, I think ni kukiwa na buildings. Let's say ume build hao yako short hivi. Alafu mtu achukwe the next plot. A build kitu refu kabisa, a block jua yako. Waneza sue for amekunye majua. But it's all on paper.
It's on Kenya, paper.
Kenya inakuwa gani?
Ni kubonga tu.
Yeah.
Unaweza sunani yako kwa land yake.
Yeah. Alafu nacheki nini, hizi ma PR, ma politicians wa Kenya udu. Nachikilo Rebecca Miano ametokea ati akishona.
Anashona?
Siti anashona sweta. Tu wagana maujinga zingine. So jizi ndio vitu
ati. Nasio ya ameshona the whole thing. Unajua? Amesema tu sasa ni peni. Ile tu ya dakika tano.
Afu mother, I think alisema iko worth 620 million. 620 million unashona sweta.
Does he have a size?
Cheza. Yeah. But ni, so watu wakita kuget, wana kuget TikTok,
I'm on all socials.
Yeah.
I'm on all socials as Nancy Kosi. But TikTok happens to be my dominant, my good doing app. I'm on all platforms as Nancy Kosi.
Okay. Yeah. Will you discover?
Kitambo, unajua.
Accident, because nilichekiwa nimesema kajito, nikajua huyu ni mmoja wetu.
Yeah. So, you see, I was very idle. Hakuna kitu sija watch. Like, nime watch podcast, but si zote, nime watch iko nini sana.
So, ndio nataka kujua, will you discover 2022 in the middle of the accident?
2022, of course. 2022 nikiwa old sasa, unajua, you have nothing to do. Nika discover kuna hii podcast inaitwa Iko Nini, and I started watching
your
episodes.
The first episode? Like you ever watched Eiko nini? Was it an interview or was it just us talking shit?
No, hata siwezi kumbuka ilikuwa. Siwezi kumbuka. But siwezi kumbuka, but I've watched a lot of.
As it's in a jua. Vile ni cheki tu vile umeandika tika as Eiko nini say. And
yeah.
I was like,
in fact, nimetafuta yako the main account because watu anajita hivyo wengi kadhaa.
Yeah,
so okay, I was ni hata nilitaga wrong one nikaenda nikaangalia kuna pana IC following ya Moaf so nikaenda nikakusasha vizuri nikakuta nikaku mention kwa comment.
But asante kwa kuja on a Sunday.
Yeah,
at least umefanya. Nimeambia Sejo Joho yuko at 2.3 billion hata nifanye kazi. Unajua utaniambia we all have 23 hours. Ah, we have 24 hours. Oh shit, 23. Sikia tani chapoteza moja. We all have
ni 24.
Hiyo kitu ya nini nikatiaga sana. That's one of the things Musa Magam. People that I don't like ni motivational speakers.
Me
I
too.
Feel like you don't me need too. To motivate anyone. People are already motivated.
Yeah, people are already motivated. And one thing with life, it always takes its course. Like no matter what. Hata ukikamu kuniambia high school, if you have 100 shillings, you can invest and have 1,000,000 shillings at the end. Miuni. Ilikuwa inanikalianga tu story ya jaba.
So chiki president ametuambia to invest in government securities.
Aje.
Tutapata 18%. Akasema, even if you have as low as 100 shillings. So let me say, ni put 100 shillings. Yes? At the end of the year, dikona 18 bob. Government securities only pa every 6 months. So after 6 months, wakupatia 6 bob. Ita nisaidia nani?
6 bob inabai nini?
Ata as in 9 bob.
9 bob. Ata salt sahi, ile ndogo, it's not.
I think last month, chukwe taxi yao ya 15%.
Kwa hiyo 9 shillings.
Yeah, kwa hiyo 9 shillings. So nakupatia 7 bob
na. What is that? Nia nini? Like, seven bob hata esquizi ina sna hata ina sweetie ya mtoi.
Yeah.
Haina.
So I think president aliambia wasee hivo. Mi waga hapa. You can encourage wasee kuinvest but. Yo ya kuambia wasee. Kuambia wasee sijui 100 bob alafu nini. I think kumekua. Kumekua na nini. But 2027 una vote amazi?
2027 na vote. Mi napita straight. I'm not queuing. Of course I'm privileged. I am special in my own way.
Yeah. Alafu watu kita kujua vile Nancy ya kona za ovyo. So niko nambia Nancy ya kidu interview, you can be free. Don't be a robot. Kaniambia?
I'm already halfway robot. Sasa, what do you mean? Nisikuwe robot, nisikuwe rigid. I'm already half a robot, half human. So yeah.
So so now for you to, it's impossible to have one prosthetic leg for the rest of your life. To have that kinini. Because you have to keep adjusting according
because,
to weight. And,
in cases of pregnancy, you can always add weight.
Mm.
Pia life ukiwa active unaendanga ukishrink because nilikuwa mbigi juu nilikuwa kula hii maziwa supu machungwa uji nilikuwa mbigi so sasa hii nimekuwa active at least I had a job should I say where
It depends with you now kama iko safe kama it affects
actually I work with a prosthetic company it's called Autobok Kenya
okay
yeah actually where I had the leg from where I bought the leg from and I was maintained so that was ways zilikam too
that's why I think kwa true call I think uko hivyo ni Nancy
Autobok
it's a company
it's a company
okay
mimi kuna wasee wengi sasa nikiwapea number wana save Nancy Kosi Nancy Autobok Nancy na actually watu wanani save vifani sana speaking of saving contacts Nancy Mguu ya Chuma Nancy Kiwete.
Yeah.
Like I find kiwete as a very ugly word by the way.
Ule msewi tongo? Hata at least pia ni kikwete, si kiwete.
Jakaya?
Yeah.
Ni kikwete manzi. Kiwete is very ugly.
So okay, mtu akikuta Nancy kikwete?
Sina shida nayo. Mimi.
But utajua bado unaenjoyiwa.
Naenjoyiwa, But yeah. So I work there. We do prosthetics.
Oh, okay.
And all mobility solutions. All.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Unza nene. Unza. Yeah. Those are people doing a good job.
Yeah,
so
they're bringing people back to mobility.
People back to mobility. But asante sana.
Karibu.
Nimeshukuru. Alafu, you're strong, man. Keep.
Thank you.
What uniambia hivyo? Nikuambia, like, I think off-air, nikuona kuambia jia, there's a rhyme that I keep quoting. Inakuwa still, mimi mtu napenda rap sana. So, nimekuti ya marapazo. Kuna tu anitua Dead Prez. Semanga, we resilient beings do the silliest things. So, as humans, we are very resilient.
Yeah.
But of course, we do. Sometimes in life, we do very silly things. But you never know how strong you are.
Yeah.
Till all, you have to be strong.
Yeah. Alafu, till that is the only option. Yeah.
But pia vile umesema, yo story ya accident. I mean, it reminds the same thing also, maga, pia jua gunshots, like anyone who survives a gunshot.
Yeah.
Like unzapata hata mtu kama Rex. Rex inasemekanaga.
Yeah.
Was shot. Was it cuz haikuwa
Ali shoot you a
which part was he shot? So dapata he did feel it immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I feeling immediately.
Yeah, you don't as feel well it. As, so cuz kama yeye nasken he bled out. Eh? Okay. So it's now the bleeding.
Yeah, that is what kills, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
So nonaga kwa movies, there's this bullshit they do in movies that would actually help. You're like, let's say you have ataki whatever tape.
Yeah, tie.
When you funga to
yeah,
you,
yeah, tight, yeah.
You try to keep the
it's
blood
true.
As
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, us. Yeah, it's true.
Nini? But pia pole for the experience. Unajua kisema hiyo story tulikuwa naangalia tu kwa hosi. It just shows you how
yeah,
like we
ignorant.
Need to the health sector, we need to make these people more human.
Yeah, because again, not everyone is privileged like to go to a private hospital like I did, which me thank God sana like me mambo kikapo wazai watafurahia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they had to sacrifice a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. In fact, your time accident in a come in, they had all these big projects, you know.
Wakazi.
Do inaingia kwa mfuko ya msee. If that is correct to say. Yeah.
But at least bado huko. That's the main thing. Maisha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do inaweza kuwa recovered.
Yeah, do inaweza tafutwa.
Yeah, na do inaweza tafutwa. Yeah. So imekuwa ni a Sunday special. This is on our journey. Sisi wote wawili, I wish you 2.3 billion in your future.
Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah.
Mimi niko na 2.3 billion ya Joho. Sioni kama natafuta kazi ya CS. I'd have other stuff to do.
Yo, me at I'd not be living in Kenya, honestly speaking. I'll be just touring around the globe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a crazy
that's
amount.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But I think watu wengine walizaliwa siku mzuri. Mi si nilizaliwa.
I know. Some people are very like.
On a Friday the 13th. And people say
month?
That June.
Okay.
So people say that Friday the 13th is an evil day. So I was literally born on Friday the 13th. When did you go to school? Was it Tuesday, Monday?
Yeah, mine was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. March 24th.
March 24th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this school you're going to attend astrology? You are an Aries.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, at some point I used to believe that nonsense. I'm a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. I still say I'm a Gemini, but kuzo watu wanasema
gaibo, but you know Aries love crying. Oh, you know Gemini is that's bullshit.
To see naitangwa the twins. So the only time ukubalijua the twins ni I come to more Africa, people know two different versions.
Mm-hmm.
This is the podcast version.
Yeah, which,
very vocal.
Yeah.
When I go to other places watu wanagatu nimenyamaza because I'm not the sort of person kuenda na kuongea like, I don't know you like that.
Unaongea
kwa podcast wewe nakujua.
Unanijua na ume research.
Yeah, like kuna
we've been friends probably. Yeah.
Yeah, but kuna wale wasiwaga. Wewe msana ingia hapa unamsikia na shout pale kwa kona. So that day I was I kwa gini ningiaga.
I noticed that time nimekupata hapo chini. You're so calm by the way. So that's the version that I never see on screen.
Okay. Yeah. But if version ya screen pia ni interesting because nilikuwa na Obina. Obina alikuwa anasema.
But then Obina's interview was very good.
Yeah. But Obina was saying that I look bored when I'm doing the interview. I'm not like, "Do I look bored?"
No.
That was
interesting
to hear.
I think it's because of his character. You know any comedian.
Yeah,
amezo ya kuchill na wase very loud and funny, you know?
Yeah,
there's that.
Yeah. But sasa alikuwa anasema ati nikiwa na Rapture I'm a different person from nikiwa na watu wengine.
No, sini because but the personality of Rapture. I thought I'd find him here. But
this is Loni ni Sunday. It's
yeah,
family day.
Yeah,
oh, nakuwa karine. Leo niko sure iko somewhere hanging out with his sons.
Yeah,
which is a really good thing for him too, nini. So yeah. But yeah, Nancy, asante sana. Sunajua uko welcome.
Yeah.
Ukiona kitaka kutupatia more insights on how to be a true hip hop fan, unakuja tu.
Na kam.
Yeah, come back to me check.
Need to hop on my way.
Yes. You just hop, but don't hop on a boda boda because you need to risk.
You punish every boda boda, but I can.
But don't do this. You need to risk mguu ya pili.
Si tunanunua, si unaona mobility na rudi.
I see.
Atutishwi sisi. But I can. But
I know you still do it because
on very rare occasions. On very rare occasions.
Yeah, because me kwanza nisikia kuna ushaisikia kuna mse aligongwa na lightning twice.
Yeah.
And then when he died, lightning kagonga nini grave yake.
After he was buried.
After he was buried. The lightning struck his... Mbaka nanyashindwa mseli kwaje. So, yeah. So, with that in mind, neza, my advice, don't walk on pavements, obvio.
Pavements, as I was doing, by the way.
So, hata nikuwa nakwambia place, you don't have to go there. Fuck that. I know people always romanticize.
Even my friend was telling me, nah.
Don't go there. Nah. If you want to go, go.
No.
But if it's going to put you in a very dark space, don't go.
And again, I'll be risking it again because it's not so safe there. Sasa nikienda huko tena.
But it's interesting that 2 years later, it's not even been straightened.
It's not. Iko tu bent vile iko. Hata ni vile tu vumbi imefunika the blood and everything. And of course, mvua itanyesha clean, but iko very bent.
Okay. So, yeah. I think nikimalizia chatu ni remind wase. Msisahau mnaweza watch the Olympics za leo usiku on GoTV. Package yangu inakuwa GoTV plus 999 shillings only. Alafu tubaki tumetiki kama Omanyala anachukua dhahabu ama zii. Sindio? Imekuwa ni a Sunday special, na hii Sunday special imekuwa courtesy of Nancy Otobok.
Kosi.
Mr. Kuita Kosi.
Sawa.
Yeah. Kuzi mina kuita vile nini. Courtesy of Nancy. Yende mfanya. Mpata hii episode soka ina kubamba. Follow on TikTok. All platforms.
All socials. Nancy Kosi.
As Nancy Kosi.
Yeah.
And Nancy endelea kurepresent huko inje. Usichukue hii bullshit kutoka kwa anyone.
Yeah.
Mtu wakikuletea zaovyo na mtuma ile place naituwa Kajitombe. Yeah. Alafu watu tuwache zaovyo. Tuwache ku... I feel like it's very sad, especially as Africans. We know so little about our history. Paka tujui that short clothes are the most African clothes ever.
Yeah.
Sindo tulianzisha hivi before alami.
Alafu pia, the fact that I've been just this way, even from when I was having my both legs. Yeah, so nashanda nini.
Yeah. Vile kusamaga
jo. Sasa inekufanya nini, my friend?
Tuwa kijiti kwa rasa jo. Kusamaga jo. Yeah, sindo.
Alafu pia, I think I have to mention this, like, inclusivity is also a big challenge when it comes to PWDs. Jamani. Yeah. Give us jobs, give us commercials, brand, munatupatia kazi, we can.
Kama vile nimesema jo, jambo kutafuta ma Kenya Airways.
Munitafuti hata nifike hapa Morocco.
Yeah, when you really need to hop on a plane.
Yeah.
So asante sana Nancy. So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, tukimalizia tukisema ekonene.